the Bible says that be not conformed by the things of this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So what does it do now? You start switching things. Now, if you are addicted to drinking of Coke, you do what they call law of replacements. I'm going to teach you so many things. It's called law of replacement. If you are addicted to drinking Coke has an addiction. It has, is it nicotine or coffee? I don't know. There's something that makes it addicted. Coke is the most dangerous drink ever in this world. The most dangerous. It kills faster than poison. But if we drink them at once for now they put names, your man, just so you go to buy your own. How is it so? Hi, 16 years. I have the chair. In 1 liter, it's deadly. Coke has the tendency to cause fibroid. It has the tendency to kill a man's sexual organ. There's no way Coke is good. So now, if you're addicted to Coke, then you use what they call law of replacement. Whenever Coke comes, you take water, bottle water. Whenever Coke comes, a time will come, you no longer be hungry for Coke. You replace it with water. Are you following me? It's called law of replacement, which we're going to operate in it. I'm happy some of us are reading books on laws, so when I teach some of these things, it'll be easier for people to grab. And some people have been begging me for my book, but I refuse to give them. May the Lord give it to you in Jesus' name. I give Google, but if I give him, I book. Except God touch my heart, squeeze my heart, and I give it. But if I remember, then I give it, I will be my book. Even Paul told Timothy, he said, Timothy, bring my books. Bring. He didn't read that part of the Bible. He told Timothy, bring all my books to me. Paul, that was in prison, he said, bring all my books to me. I want to stay with them. So my books, I give you, you bring it, but you don't remember, I appear in your dream. Praise the Lord Jesus. So, where am I from? So, when someone asks you, where are you from? What is the answer?
From heaven.
Believe it. Operate by it. You operate in superpowers. Now, if you're an ambassador of a country, if you're an ambassador of a place, and you are here, the ambassador, that means your source. Whatever you need does not have to come from earth. Whatever you need has to come from heaven. Is that correct? Because you are not on this earth. The Bible says we are not of this world, but we are in this world. But we are not of this world. We are not of this world, but we are in this world. We are ambassadors. So whenever I need help, where does my help come from? Whenever I need help, I don't ask the government of this world. I speak to my Father. When I go to my prayer place and I communicate to my Heavenly Father, He speaks to the government authority of men, of mankind. And a man is orchestrated and projected to come and provide something to me. And it's something. Can I say that is called the law of the Spirit? It's the law of the Spirit. When you want things, you don't expect a man to favor you. You go in the archive of heaven and you change certain things because you know where you are from. The first thing you say when you say, where are you from? Where am I from? From heaven. So should I be having certain issues in my life? But forget that the prince and the king of this world will definitely come to fight you. Because he does not want you to be on this earth. You know, it's funny how we don't know much about God, because I don't really know much about Him, but if 7 billion people on this earth have 7 billion destinies, it means that 7 billion people on this earth is a 7 billion ways by which God can express Himself. The destiny you have can never, no two persons have the same destiny. No two persons have the same destiny. It's impossible. The same way your eyeballs are different from your own eyeball, despite someone can be your father or your mother. The same way your thumbprint is different from another person's thumbprint is how you are different, unique. That's why the Bible says you are fearfully and wonderfully made. So 7 billion people, 7 billion ways in which God is expressing Himself. The world is coming to a siege, and only those that are listed. A friend of mine called me and said, Apostle, a friend of mine called me. He said, Emeka, the Lord's about to bring forth a revival. I said, I am aware. I've been preaching about revival since last day in my ministry. He said, the Lord is bringing a revival, and it's going to be so hard that he's praying that God will make it to also be part of the revival. I'm saying God is bringing a revival where we can stand and we introduce ourselves. So who are you? He said, I am he, and people follow the power of God. It's a kind of revival that is so radical that you walk without fear, you walk without any shame, you walk with strong authority, whereby people can even preach without their shirt on, they don't even care. I'm shocking, let me shock you. There are some people in Nigeria that preach the gospel without transport, they teleport. In Nigeria. Oh. Ah. It's happening already in Nigeria. I saw it last year. But now, a man of God reaffirmed it to me. A man of God, a prophet from India, said it again online, that he met some Nigerians that are able to travel without transport. They teleport. When he came to Nigeria last year, at the end of the last year, I told my friends, I told you guys, people are doing this thing. We need to start. Michael Robo talked about when he sleeps and his body leaves him, and he goes to a place to preach. I practiced that too. Sleeping, we are three of us sleeping. We left. All of us saw ourselves. All my friends say, yes, I was in a place preaching. I saw you too. I said, yes, I was. It's the power of God. So a time is coming when we're no longer being limited. See, if the seat the church is from operating, then the telepathic power will be more powerful. If the church is from operating, all I have to do is test you. By 12 o'clock, let us pray. 12 o'clock, you are off. We start. A time will come in the spirit, we start seeing ourselves like that. A time will come, you'll be sleeping, you saw yourself in the church preaching or listening to the word of God. That Joshua Selman said something important. He said one day he was looking for a track in his tape, in his computer, he couldn't find it. He slept. When he slept, he saw himself. Someone came and showed him the message. He listened to the whole 1 hour and some of the messages in the dream. He woke up knowing the messages. These are dimensions. Most of the tapes I listen to in my car are not in the tapes. You see, I put messages on flash. I plug into my car. There are some messages that I listen to that when I bring that flash out, I will search for that message. I will not sit there. So because you have given yourself that access to listen, God can use that means to manipulate things and bless you. And keep this in mind. If you're not ready for anything, God will not give it to you. If God said you give birth to four children, if you give birth to seven of them, I'm sure you will only train four. I heard that. I don't know how true that is. But God has a plan for every one of us. But at that time, some people start born, they go up to seven children and say, eh, four, I'm going to fulfill. Then, yeah, come out to see. The plan is that I say, one, I'm on now. I do to drop out of the way for now. Then, they look to change your car. And there, I'm on the edge. They say, the one I am. Praise the Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus. Are we being blessed? I'm so happy that in the CEO ministry, there's a fire that burns in this ministry. You might have heard stories. Don't worry, you've seen it. Sometimes you start hearing stories of whereby some people pass here in the night and someone is standing. You start hearing so many stories of that. It is the power of God. But all this power cannot come if you don't know who you are and where you're from. For example, now, if you are an Anambra person, an Anambrian, you are from Anambra here, and a Fulani man comes and meets you and say, Kai, why are they unite here? You will not say, because I want to unite. You say, something to worry you. Come on, get out of here. You know why you're saying that? Because you know you are in your land. But go to Fulani land. They say, Kai, why are you united? You say, Aboki, forgive me. I want to be united. And I get up and that place, go, I go feel united. Something happened because you are in their land. You don't have that security. So we are ambassadors. Here that we are, we have securities. The Bible has assured us that the angels that are with us are mighty. Read the book of Exodus. God told Moses, he said, I am sending an angel before you. He doesn't smile. Hey! He said, and do not tell that angel you make a mistake. If God can send an angel before you, and God is giving you a warning, that don't tell this angel that you made a mistake. God himself is giving you a warning. That means that angel has his own authority on himself. There are angels that if you speak against God, they will appear and kill you. They break the protocol of heaven. They don't care whether God wants you dead or not, they will kill you. There are angels. There are angels that protect the glory of God. If they come, if any of them pass here and you dare speak, I am God, they will kill you. Regardless of any law that governs you. Regardless of what the angel protects you, they will smite you, die. A king said, I think it's the book of Acts. A king wanted to exalt himself that he's the king, and the angel looked at him and smacked him. He died instantly. Nobody prayed for his death. The angel did it by himself. And the angel would report to God, I killed that man. And God would be like, good job, God decided. For God told Moses, he said, that angel, don't tell that angel you made a mistake, bro. It's not because God is God. I would say God defended the angel. It's not because God is God. He said, because he knows the kind of angel he gave him. In case you don't know, Moses became a god to the people of Egyptians. He became a god. A man became a god. His brother was the prophet, not him. If you call Moses a prophet, you mean him. He said, Moses was a god on earth. One plague came that is fake. The whole world is trembling. Imagine when the original one comes. One plague came. And you notice that the first plague that came started with blood. The river was turned to bread. And the last plague that came started ended with blood. The first son of every Egypt. And the last destruction that came to the Egyptians came with blood. The water swallowed all of them. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above all creatures. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to come to the reality of this. I don't know. Are we getting blessed?
Yes, sir.
Are you getting blessed? Are you afraid?
No, sir.
You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. You can't be afraid. I saw my Heavenly Father. It was yesterday. I'll share that encounter when the time is right. See, there are some encounters you have with God, and you wake up smiling like a fool. There's some encounter you have. See, most of you have seen God. Most of you have seen God. Sometimes you were sleeping, you saw a man of God in a dream. That man you saw is the angel of the man of God. But if you consider that man of God as a father, who you saw is the father himself. God can only come in the image and to which you respect. If you call someone a father, if God comes through that person to give you a message of a blessing, that person is God. I once saw that I was just a servant, I saw him. I could not touch him. The more I approached him, the more I became flat on the ground. I became vulnerable. It was like I felt so dirty and unclean to touch him. I keep moving. My whole body was paralyzed. He was gazing at me. And I touched his feet. And I woke up. And I knew that who I saw was Christ. He's a man that you are not strong enough. See, whenever Christ appears to you, you feel me. Because when he comes, you actually see the real light of Christ. And you find out that you are filled with iniquity. Though he has paid the price, but there is a part of you that can never behold the glory of God. And that is why I encourage every one of you. Don't live a life whereby you hear the word of God without perception. Anyone that does not walk, the man of God that practices does not walk, will find a way. Practice everything you learn. Pray for those that are sick. My page now, I can't go to my WhatsApp without having no less than 200 or 300 messages. And now we're going to begin to dedicate certain duties to certain people. So people say, I cannot come and kill myself. When we have people that are gifted, some of you here, you start operating the dimension, you know, some of you start operating in the dimension of prophecy, interpretation of tongue. So many of you start operating, and you have to start activating those gifts. You have to start. I told you, Bruce, I told certain things to somebody. I said that the time is coming where you don't have to. I don't have to come here and preach for 1 hour. You call you out, please. And we will not do it. We will not tell you ahead of time. We will say, one Mr. Lopez said, please, you will be preaching today on the topic love. Damn God. You now stand up. You now start. What is love? Love will be for Nadia. Money will never money be enough. That's how we start.
No, don't mind me, I'll give you the message.
But I mean like that, all of us will come up from this church. Same vision, prophecy, come on, let's go. So whatever we're teaching, record it, because one day we'll call you to teach what we have taught before. Let's say for example, now we're teaching on the purpose why you are pregnant. One day when I call you, say, teach us on the purpose why you're pregnant. So you will not teach it like me, you will teach it with your own understanding. That is how we grow. Praise the Lord Jesus. That is how we grow. Are we blessed in Jesus' name? Mm-hmm. Are we blessed? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask you, Lord Father, that you give them understanding, Lord.
Amen.
Let there be a mighty understanding upon their life. Let there be a mighty understanding upon their life. Father, whatever gift that I have that it needs, Father, I give to them.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Let me give you this prophecy. This is what the Lord is going to do. A friend of mine that is a prophet called me yesterday. He said, the man of God is going to raise, although I've shared this thing before, he said, God is going to raise people from your church that will be kingdom-minded sponsors. You mean God is going to raise people that are financially buoyant, mentally strong, spiritually powerful. They will be an access to bless you. See, some of you are going to build churches for God.
Amen.
It's not just about the end, it's what is going to happen. Some of you are going to find people beyond your imagination. I read Gideon. Gideon said something. He said, I see strange manifestation of something. This is what's going to happen in this ministry. This ministry is not a place where we say, bring your money. This is a ministry where we teach the word of God. Take it the way it is. Enjoy the word of God. The word of God is very powerful. The word of God is very, very powerful. And don't set your mind on material things. Most of the programs you see us hosting is God that provides the finances. We have not hosted a program that is less than 100,000. It's based on God. You don't think of what you get from man. You think what you can do for God. God will provide it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So I want you all to gauge yourself spiritually, because the next program we're going to be having, any of you can be called upon. They call you, you don't say, I'm not ready. No, you'll be ready. Build yourself. Build yourself. Build yourself. Are you blessed in Jesus' name?
Mm-hmm.
I would like to take some questions.